You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin joins us today with a look inside a friendship house. These homes are beacons of hope, turning around blighted areas of Shreveport-Bossier.
And a very good morning to you all. Well, recently I went to a friendship house. You may be aware that they have been set up by Community Renewal International. You sometimes see their yard signs. They say, "We care." Anyway, the friendship house is very much like a community centre, and they are located in disadvantaged neighbourhoods. The friendship house, during the day, functions like an information centre for the people of the neighbourhood, up until the kids get out of school. Many of these neighbourhood kids, they go to the friendship house after school and they are there until about 5:30, when then they go home. And sure, why wouldn't they be, since it's a safe place for them to be, a place where they can get their homework done, hang out with their friends and be in the company of responsible adults. The friendship house is also home to a couple that live in the house, and this is important. You see, this couple, they wear many different hats, from assistant teacher to social worker, neighbour, and even just plain old friend. But the point is, they live in the house, so they ensure that the house is taken care of and well respected, and they are a part of that community. These friendship houses have been remarkable in preventing neighbourhoods from decay, and they've even turned some neighbourhoods around. Places that were once crime-ridden and violent have now seen dramatic falls in criminal activity, and residents now seem to take a lot more pride in their neighbourhood. And you can't argue with that. Anyway, the bottom line is they work. They help to stop the rot and they stimulate renewal in the community. You simply can't argue with the phenomenal success of these projects. And believe me, I've actually spoken to police officers who used to call certain neighbourhoods no-go areas, but now those same no-go areas, well, they are vibrant and healthy neighbourhoods. I was very lucky in that I met the founder of these friendship houses, a man by the name of Mac MacArthur, and what a remarkable man he is. So much so that, in fact, he managed to talk President Jimmy Carter to come to town recently to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Community Renewal International. Mac was telling me that President Carter didn't ask for a dime for his time to show up here. And what an amazing man he is, President Carter, at 90 years of age and still working for the benefit of local communities. Incredible. President Carter gave a public presentation and spoke glowingly of Mac MacArthur and Community Renewal. Anyway, Community Renewal are a phenomenal non-profit organisation and they do great work. They offer a hand up and not a handout. And if you'd like more information about them, well, just simply go to their website. They're always looking for volunteers. And you know what? You could help them out simply by posting a yard sign in your front lawn, or maybe just put up a decal in your car to help spread the word. Every little bit helps. So please, get in touch with them. To receive is fine, but to give is divine. Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come, and takes groups to Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Italia, and you can contact Brian by email at brian@acrossthepondandbeyond.com. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:45 here on Red River Radio.